Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my Sasang Dandavat Pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev. Nitya Leela Pravishta Om Vishnupad Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj to Arupanuga Guru Varga and all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. Today we are observing the disappearance day of Sri Ramanuja Acharya. Some people may say no need to celebrate. There are different sampradaya, and we are exclusive Gaudiya or exclusive Brahma sampradaya. Why taking, like observing this? But we have to appreciate all these different sampradaya acharyas. They're actually dear devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we know all of them have darshan. They had darshan of Mahaprabhu even before they started their preaching. Like their preaching became like very famous, they had darshan of Mahaprabhu in Navadvip, and it's showing that they are all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so we should not feel like, oh, they're a different group. Each one, they have their specific teachings, but they are all following also order of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu telling them to teach this, and don't even mention about me like this. But especially Sri Ramanuja Acharya, we know he has so many teachings that we are following. For one, there have very prominent teachings on service. Mahaprabhu, our Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his Navadvip Mahatmya, he has mentioned Mahaprabhu taking two conceptions from each of the sampradaya. So from Ramanuja Acharya, he has taken this very important conception. And what is that? This ekantik bhakti, one-pointed devotion. Ramanuja Acharya is telling, would always tell everyone, don't even touch karma, don't touch gyan, only surrender to guru. And in this way, his bhakti in his heart will come to you. Only by bhakti, then you will have this perfection. This is the highest perfection. So only this devotion, like this, and it can't, like one-pointed, no mix, like this. And second is this service to the Vaishnavas. So many teachings are there of Ramanuja Acharya. Oh, you serve the Vaishnavas. He left his wife. Ramanuja Acharya left his wife because his wife cannot even see who is Vaishnava and not serving Vaishnava. So he took sannyas. It's there's very, like, all this, everyone knows how he took sannyas, like this. So also, when it comes to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, even among the Gaudiyas, he is considered to be like, oh, he's teaching all these different new things. What is this Bhagavad Guru Parampara? And all this Daivi Varnashram? You know, like he said, we should only just do Raganuga Bhakti, all this, like many Sahajiyas. They would say like, oh, this Varnashram Mahaprabhu rejected. Oh, this is not our teaching. But of course, Prabhupada, he was not teaching that this is the main thing. So there are some things that Prabhupada established, which is favorable for the preaching of really the Gaudiya Siddhanta.
One is Varnashram, another is
Varnashram. Yes,
they're not saying yes. So Varnashram is also familiar. Yeah, other relation is serving Krishna. Everything going after. Good, 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 good Siddha.
Yes.
Also not Padre.
Mm-hmm.
But there is, according to the Krishna, Krishna born was 24 hours, Prabhupada had no sense. Nanda Baba had no sense. They were eating and sleeping before me. Mm-hmm. Why are they doing it? Krishna message come, very happy. Sending message, very happy. They have mind to observe everything, but they are not this world. Not anywhere. All time we are like this.
Mm-hmm.
It is the Lumana song, Prabhupada Shastra Purva. Not taking it for
us.
They are on a very big mistake. Prabhupada, like you, everybody is bringing Guru Gurdwara. They are not telling about Vaikunth family,
even
war. He is giving attachment with him. Lord service, Mahaprabhu service. And after his service for life, and no service, then he is giving a new life. No person goes back to Maya. So these things is complete, detach and remove and clean and purify. Then they giving this, the cornerstone. These things are very special things. This is called Siddha Purnali. Yeah, so cornerstone meaning direct Siddha Purnali. Not molding a process. This process has many mistakes, many things.
Less.
That amount of city is very much. The woman is not like this. All are following Srimadhar Dharani, he has the Pramadhar in the Vedas. They are continuing staying anywhere, they are teaching the service. They are not like this in any world. Nobody is what that is. Then, Bhagavanatha Goswami, in this world, he has the Goswami, Sadhu Goswami. They are not living out in family, yeah, disabled and children. They have no attachment. So they have no followers. They seek the words. Not anywhere. This is great thing. Then understanding, then
this Varnashram Dharma system, this is Karmakanda. And we know how in this world this is being used as a system of exploitation. Many, they're showing this as a thing like, I'm better than you, and you are under us. The Brahmins, then they use this to rule like people. But with our process, and like Prabhupada teaching, actually he is not the one who teaching like this first. We see this from Ramanuja Acharya. He's showing that this system should be used in helping people be uplifted. They're actually there, in the principle of yukta vairagya. Everything be used in whatever position you are, only for the service of Krishna. So, and it is said that whatever position, what the varna and ashram, this is not by birth. This is by qualities and by your tendencies. And you serve accordingly in this way. So it's not Prabhupada. Many would say Prabhupada, he's making Brahmins out of Sudras, like that. But Prabhupada did not start this. Like someone say, oh, why is he giving Brahmin threat to Sudras? Actually, during the time of Ramanuja himself was doing like this. That's why even up to now he's being honored. He's like a person of equality. And just recently, they inaugurated this very big murti of Ramanuja Acharya, 200 something feet, like very big murti, and Modi was there, like doing puja to that murti of Ramanuja Acharya, like this. And so, Ramanuja Acharya is famous for this. He has like many disciples, not just Brahmins. He has even like hunter, like not just Sudras, but even outside the caste system, like this Danudar. He was like a dacoit, like a hunter. But then he became a stateman. But then Ramanuja Acharya giving him all opportunity for service, like this. So we all know the story of Danudar, but just to give an example. So these are the things, many things Prabhupada, he took very practical teachings from Ramanuja Acharya. And especially this Bhagavad Guru Parampara. We know that the parampara continues, not by the external of there is a disciple given diksha by a guru, like this. Prabhupada said the diksha line can be cut, because once the disciple does not follow the shiksha, the pure shiksha, then he's not in that parampara. He's cutting the parampara. So this line continues because of the pure teachings. This is by the Bhagavad Gurus giving the pure conceptions, the teachings. So we see that in our parampara, like Prabhupada, he was showing, our parampara coming from Rupa Goswami. Rupa is not a Diksha disciple of Mahaprabhu. Rupa, there's Raghunath. Raghunath is not a Diksha disciple of Rupa Goswami. There's Jiva Goswami, his Diksha disciple of Rupa Goswami. But then there's Narottam, Srinivas, Shyamananda. They're not Diksha disciples of Jiva Goswami. And it goes on. So this is the parampara where the pure Shiksha is teaching. If we look also in... So then he said, like, Prabhupada, he invented this. But no, you look itself in Ramanuja Sampradaya. Ramanuja is not a Diksha disciple of... Who is he? Everyone tells his Gurudev is Yamuna Acharya. And indeed, he is the Gurudev of Ramanuja Acharya. But he did not receive Diksha from Yamuna Acharya. But of course, this pure conception teaching from Yamuna Acharya. So we know Ramanuja Acharya, he got Diksha from Mahapurna. And he has many Shiksha Gurus also. There's Kanchipurna, who was his like Vartma Pradarshak Guru. There's this Goshtipurna, who was his like mantra, his bhajan shiksha guru. There's Rangapurna, who's also his like mantra diksha guru, like this. So he's got a few. His uncle Sailapurna, his like shastra guru, like this. Many, because when his Gurudev, Yamuna Acharya, left this world to enter Samadhi, then he was not there. Mahapurna came to pick up Ramanuja, we all know. But when they arrived there, already his Gurudev was in Samadhi. But then we know, three fingers was closed. Then Ramanuja, he made a vow. I will preach Bhagavad Dharma everywhere. And then the one open, he's saying that, what are the other principles? Like, he will take, yes, he will make his commentary. And later on, he fulfilled this. He wrote the Sri Vasya. So they have their own commentary on Vedanta Sutra, like this. And then said, like, he will make that dynasty of his Gurudev famous by accepting disciples, like this. And later he took sannyas and continued this. So it opened his hands, meaning there's no more like everything free now, like this. So, but he did not receive Diksha Mantra from his Gurudev. His disciples were given ordered by his Gurudev, you have to train Ramanuja, like this. So each of his disciples, they were planning how to like train Ramanuja. Actually, Ramanuja, he went back to Kanchi. He did not stay in Sri Rangam. And so then that was their worry, like how to bring him back like this. But there he was learning from Kanchipurna and he was serving Bharadraj, the deity there. So when the order came that he should take Diksha from Mahapurna, because Mahapurna visited there, then immediately he took Diksha from Mahapurna. There's all this story that when Mahapurna was there, his wife, he invited Mahapurna and his wife to stay in his house. But then Ramanuja's wife, as I've said, no vision of his Vaishnavas, have this pride based on caste, like this. One time, his wife was fetching water, And no, wife was going to the well to fetch water, but Mahapurna's wife was there, already getting water. But then it so happened that water from her bucket dropped to the water of the bucket of Ramanuja's wife. And Ramanuja's wife said that there are 18 classes of Brahmins. We are from the first class. You are from the third class. By doing like this, you're committing offense, like this. The wife of Mahapurna, they're very humble. Imagine, they're like the guru of Ramanuja, but the wife doing like this. And then the wife offered obeisances, please forgive us from this offense, and like this. And, so, and the wife said, like, no, you, I have nothing to tell. You can tell my husband, like this. You know, he's my master, like this. Anyway, when Ramanuja came, they're gone. His Gurudev gone and wife gone. And Ramanuja could understand, like this. And because of this, actually, there's two other instances before this. And this was the final thing. And because of this, Ramanuja Acharya left his wife. Before that also, he invited Kanchipurna. Actually, before he wanted to take initiation from Kanchipurna. Kanchipurna did not want to give him initiation. So, but he invited take prasad in our house. So then when Kanchipurna came, his wife was cooking, then feeding Kanchipurna, Ramanuja was late to come. When he arrived, already his wife already threw away the prasadam, and already she took bath and cooking again. And then Ramanuja was asking, where's Kanchipurna? Were any prasad left? Actually, he didn't ask. His wife immediately telling, oh, that sudra has gone. So that's how she sees this devotee. Oh, she's sudra. He's sudra, like this. Ramanuja could understand, what is this? So, like this, Ramanuja Acharya, he's teaching so many pastimes of Ramanuja Acharya, very showing how to serve Vaishnavas, how to honor Vaishnavas. And really, this is the emphasis, like Mahaprabhu, like taking from him, well, service to the Vaishnavas. When Ramanuja, today his disappearance day, before he disappeared, he left 74 instructions to all his disciples, like, oh, how to properly serve Vaishnavas, like cooking and giving them, feeding them very nicely, that they smile like this, massaging their feet until they fall asleep like this, and when they're leaving, you go with them to the border of the village, and then when they left, like take 9 steps, and on the 10th, you should in separation fall down unconscious like that, like all these things. And many leelas like there. He has many sannyasis. Actually, he had I think 1,600 sannyasis or something like that. So many sannyasis. But there's one time he was walking with five sannyasis. Ramanuja was eating some prasad. He threw to the river, and then he said that the fish eating. Then they had 4 hands, and they all liberated. And his sannyasi's disciples were just looking. And they're actually thinking they should go and dive and eat the prasadam. But then they're thinking, we're always eating prasad from Ramanuja. Why we not become liberated? And Ramanuja explaining to them, because you have free will, and you're using your free will committing offense, like this. They didn't have free will. And then therefore, easily, they just eat that and they become liberated. So we know Danudar, we all know these stories. Danudar was a great hunter by mercy of Ramanuja. He was so attached to his wife. Ramanuja saw him only looking at his wife. Ramanuja telling him, there is someone more beautiful than your wife. I want to show you. Like this. By mercy of Ramanuja, he giving him darshan of Shiranganath. And then he became so attracted like this. And he became a disciple of Ramanuja. But his other devotees, like sannyasis, big sannyasis, looking down on him. Oh, he's lower than sudra. He was from that caste, like that. But Ramanuja, when After taking bath, he always put his hand on this Dhanudhar, like this. And the sannyasi was like, he just took bath, now he's touching this Sudra, like this. You know, they're looking down on him. And then they're making, Ramanuja wanted to make them understand. One time, he arranged, Ramanuja arranged like all their things will be stolen, like their achaman, their cloth, and like this. And so then, what happened? All these so-called sannyasis who are supposed to be renounced, they're all fighting. Like, who taking my achaman cup? Who taking my kopin? Like this. But then, after they're fighting, Ramanuja telling them, look, go to my disciple, this Dhanudhar house, take all his things from the house, like this. It's happened when they went there, only the wife was there and sleeping. So then silently they're taking out the furniture, everything from the house. Then they saw the wife has many ornaments. They're also taking from her body. But then actually her wife noticing, oh, these are God brothers. They're taking things. They must be needing for Gurudev, like this. And then she saw they're taking from her other arm. So she moved so that they can take from her other arm. But then they became afraid. Oh, she's waking up. They ran away like this. So then Ramanuja, when they reported back to Ramanuja Acharya, Ramanuja said, go back, see what's happening there. So then Dhanudhar came back. When these sannyasis came back, Dhanudhar was also there. They were hidingly looking. And they saw, they're actually like, Ramanuja chastised the wife. Said, why did you move? Now my God brothers were not able to take the other hand and the other ornament from your hand like this. So they were willing to give everything and they're not attached. So then they became like ashamed. Oh, what kind of like sannyasis are we? And this, we're thinking Sudra, but they are the ones like very only for service of Guru, everything they're giving. So like this, many nice pastimes, like teachings from Ramanuja Acharya's examples. Not just him, but his disciples, like Quraysh and many other disciples who learning from Ramanuja how to serve. Ramanuja, it has been revealed that he's actually an Ansa of Anantashesh. Or they said like, oh, he is a manifestation of Lakshman, like this. His cousin, there's a verse telling like that he's an Ansa of Anantashesh, and his cousin, Govinda, is an Ansa of Garud. So both are like showing what is mood of proper like service, like this. So today we're remembering Ramanuja Acharya, like Srila Gurudev would always inspire us. Especially appearance of Ramanuja Acharya, this happens before the appearance of Ram, before Ram Navami. If I'm not mistaken, I think he appeared Tritiya. So from that day up to Navami, Gurudev would only explain how the teachings of Ramanuja Acharya until Ram Navami, like this. So we are remembering there's so many other like beautiful pastimes, but time is short and we need to hear from the Vaishnavas. So today we're offering our obeisances and praying at the lotus feet of this great personality that they may give us this qualification and this determination to properly serve and have this ekantic mood of bhakti in our hearts. Vansha kalpataru vishukipasin vyevacha patitanam bhavani vaishnava.
Om Agyanat Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namaha Namaha Mandeyam Shri Guru Varam Shri Rupanaka Pravaram Rajarasrasikamcha Narayanam Tamrapandam Shri Guru Charanam Mandeyam Vishthaya Bhutale Rupanuga Bhaktidam Chakripa Murti Narayanam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Sadivar Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So first of all, I offer my respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of our spiritual masters Nitlai Srimad Bhaktivedan Shri Narayan Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev and Nitlai Srimad Bhaktivedan Shri Vam Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev to entire Rupanakarya Guru Varga, to our Gachins, to all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, and to everyone else present. To Sri Ramanujacharya himself, whose most auspicious day of disappearance we are observing today. So yesterday was the disappearance day of Madhvacharya. Today is the disappearance day of Ramanujacharya. So Madhva, Mad means Madhu, means sweetness, means Ananda. And Va means Gyan. So he is the Acharya who exudes such happiness, infused with Gyan, transcendental knowledge. And we know that when Bhishma was lying down on the bed of arrows, and when the five Pandavas came in front of him, then Bhishma said, amongst the five of you, Bhim will take birth again after 4,300 years. Which means 4,300 years after Kali Yuga, he'll take birth. And he took birth as who? As Madhvacharya. Similarly, we see here that Ramanujacharya, he is considered to be the, like we just heard now, the Ansha of Lakshman. So we hear that Sita Devi, no, when, like the Vaishnavas have previously, they've described on this tithi that Jaya and Vijay, they were cursed by the four Kumaras to be born as demons. So therefore, Lakshmi Devi, she became very sad, saying that they were cursed in one way because I was serving Narayan, so therefore in one way I am responsible for this. So therefore, what does she do? As Sita, she stayed in this Ashok Vatika, under this Ashok tree. And there she said, now I will do austerities, I will do penance for the benefit of these two brothers. So similarly, in the pastimes of Ram, Sita Ram, we see that sometimes Sita, she spoke a little harshly to Lakshman. Although this was not the real Sita herself, this is like Chaya Sita. But still, Lakshman, he had to undergo so many hardships there, no? He had to undergo so much separation, so many things. Like we see, even when Sita Devi was saved, immediately Ramchandra told Lakshman that, oh, now you build a fire and tell Sita to enter that fire. And then Lakshman became so angry, actually. He said, how can you even speak that way? Saying that you're sending her into the fire now, and then you're telling me to build this fire. So then Lakshman, that was the only time he became angry with Ram, it is said. So then Ramchandra, he whispered in Lakshman's ear that, oh, this is actually Chaya Sita, this is not the real Sita. The real Sita is with Agni Dev, and she will come out, and then the Chaya Sita, when the Chaya Sita will enter the fire, the real Sita will come out. So anyhow, Lakshman was pacified. So in this way, we see that Sita Devi, therefore, who is she? She is Sri. So this is the Sri Sampradaya. Therefore, we see that Sita Devi herself, Lakshmi Devi herself, she desired that Lakshman be the Acharya of this Sampradaya because of the sacrifices he made, because of how selfless he was in his service. Therefore, Lakshman himself appeared in this Sampradaya. Now, we see in the Ramayana that when Ramchandra was passing through the Dandakaranya forest, there he saw that there were so many fruits and roots still hanging on the branches of the tree. So then Ram, he asked Lakshman, why are there so many packets of this food tied to the branches of the tree? So then Lakshman said that, oh, I was collecting all these things for you and for Sita. But then Ram said, but you did not eat anything yourself. He said, never. Ram said, why not? Because you never told me to, he said. You never told me, so I never ate, he said. So for 12 years, he did not sleep, he did not eat, or he did not drink anything. That was the austerity he did. Therefore, Sita Devi felt obliged that he should be the Acharya of this Sampradaya. And therefore, he appeared as who? As Ramanujacharya. Rama, Nuja. Anuja means the younger brother of Ram. So we hear that his parents, they did not have any children. So his parents would go to the Paratasarathi temple and pray to Sri Paratasarathi. Please bless us with a son. No, his father's name was, I think, Kesari, and his mother was Kantimati. So in this way, when they would pray to Paratasarathi, Paratasarathi, he blessed them with his son. Who is Paratasarathi? He's Krishna himself. He's Dwarkadhish. It is said that when Baldev Prabhu, he said, I will not take part in this Kurukshetra war. So he left the Pandavas and the Kauravas, and he went on a pilgrimage all over India. So Baldev Prabhu, when he reached this place in Chennai, in South India, he felt so much separation from Krishna. He said, Krishna, I've been separated from you for so many days now. So please manifest here so that I can have your darshan. So at that very place where this Paratasarathi temple is, Krishna, he appeared there. And he gave him darshan in the exact position he was in. That time Krishna, he was the Sarathi for Partha, for Arjun. He was his charioteer. So because Baladev remembered him at that time, immediately Krishna felt obliged to appear in that same form as Paratasarathi. Therefore, in that temple, Krishna is worshipped as such, just as he was seen in the Mahabharata war. So in this way, they prayed to Paratasarathi and they were blessed with this son. This is Ramanujacharya himself. So then we know how Ramanujacharya himself, we know his upbringing, how he was born in Sri Perambattur. But then when he was 16, he was married. And 1 month after his marriage, his father passed away. So then he came to Kanchipuram to teach and also to be under the guidance of Yadav Prakash. So then we know that history. And then we hear that of his intimate bond with Varadaraj Swami. It is said that when Yadav Prakash wanted to kill him, when they were on the pilgrimage to Varanasi, then Varadaraj Swami himself, along with Lakshmi Devi, they appeared as the as this couple, as hunters. And then they took him across Varanasi and the Vindhyachal mountains, where to Kanchipuram, just overnight. So then Lakshmi Devi, she said, I need water. So then Ramanujacharya, what did he do? As he was bringing water from the well, there was nothing he could bring water from also. So what did he do? He took his cloth and he rinsed it in the well and he soaked it with water so that he could squeeze it and bring some water. But then when he came out, they had disappeared. So then he was thinking, who are these two effulgent personalities? Then he realized they were Varadaraj Swami and Lakshmi Devi herself. Then he said, but why did Lakshmi Devi ask me for water? What is the reason? It is not that she is thirsty. Then he realized, oh, Lakshmi Devi was actually asking for water because she had to do the Abhishek of Varadaraj Swami. So then every day he would do the Abhishek of Varadaraj Swami there. Every day. And also it is said that the deity, there's another deity there near Varadaraj Swami. It is said that this deity manifested from a yajna that Brahma himself was performing. Therefore, the deity even has some pink spots on his face because of the heat from this yajna. Therefore, this another deity is always kept inside the pond. And every 40 years he comes out. For 40 years there is no darshan. And only every 40 years he comes out. It was only like 3 years back that he appeared. So the next darshan will be after another 40 years. So in this way, he did his services there to Varadaraj Swami. And then we know that how he received sannyas, and Yamunacharya had actually already taken notice of him before. He had already seen him before, but he was with Yadav Prakash. So therefore, he did not disturb him. And then we know how Ramanujacharya, he accepted sannyas. And then how he went from Srirangam. It is said that this king wanted to kill him, this Shaivite. Because he wanted Ramanujacharya to sign one paper which said that Lord Shiva is greater than Mahavishnu. So then the king and his soldiers, they came to Srirangam. But they had never seen Ramanujacharya. So then what did Kuresh do? Immediately he sent Ramanujacharya away with Dasharathi and this Partha and this Parasarbhatta, his two disciples. So then what did Kuresh do? He exchanged his cloth and then he sent Ramanujacharya away. Ramanujacharya, when he came out, he said, where is my cloth? And then they explained the whole thing to him. And then he had to wear the cloth of Kuresh. And then Ramanujacharya, he left Srirangam. And then he went where first? To Nilgiris, this Nilgiris mountain. And then there, he did not eat anything for 9 days. And then there was some, a so-called couple who were from a low caste. They gave him some honey and some coarse grains, and he ate this. And then from there he went to Kollegal, which is in Karnataka. So when he went to Kollegal, there was one disciple, female disciple of Ramanujacharya. She did not know that it was her Gurudev. But then, as we just heard now, Ramanujacharya had taught his disciples to serve the Vaishnavas regardless of whichever ashram they belonged to. So because her Gurudev was dressed in white and without his danda, but still he had this Vaishnav tilak on, she realized, oh, he's a Vaishnav. So I must serve him regardless. And then she cooked everything. And then when she looked closely at his feet, she realized it was Ramanujacharya himself. And then she said, oh, he's my Gurudev. And then she offered pranams. And then from Kollegal, he went to this another place, Tunduru. So Tunduru is in near Mysore. So when he went to Tundur in Mysore, there, the people there, they were not so welcoming to Ramanujacharya. But this pond, there was a big pond there, which is very polluted. As soon as Dasharathi placed his feet there in that pond, the pond became so pure. And they realized if the disciple has such potency, then what to speak of the guru? So then immediately they welcomed him and they respected him. And then Ramanujacharya was told that the princess there of Tunduru, she was possessed. So then anyhow, they washed his feet and they sprinkled some water on her and she was delivered. So in this way, the king there, he became very affectionate to him. So the scholars, they became very envious. So there were more than 10,000 scholars there. And they all challenged Ramanujacharya for a debate. And Ramanujacharya said, I will take on all of them at once. So then he manifested his roop as Anantashesh. Behind the curtain, his hoods could be seen. And then with his thousands of mouths, he cut all their arguments. And he even defeated all the Jains, Mayavadis, everyone there. And he built a very nice pond there. This Kere, in Kannada it's called Kere, means a very nice lake. So there, this white substance that is used to put tilak on their forehead, on their chest, that was getting over. That was called Thiruman. And there was a deity of Narayan called Thirunarayan, Thirunarayan Swami. So then Thirunarayan, he appeared in a dream to Ramanujacharya and he said, oh, I'm buried here beneath this mound of earth. So have this dug and reinstate my worship. So immediately Ramanujacharya, he reinstated the worship of Narayan. He had that entire place dug and he also found that clay that was used to apply a tilak on his forehead. So then he established Thirunarayan in Melkote. In Melkote, there is Yoga Narsimha. That is the deity that Prahlad himself had established there of Narsingadev. So in Melkote, he established Thirunarayan Swami. But then he saw that there was no Vijay Vigraha of Thirunarayan Swami. No Utsav Vigraha to take him out on a procession like on Ratyatra and all that. So he was thinking what to do. So then again Thirunarayan, he appeared to him in a dream. And he said that the Sultan of Delhi, he has this small deity of mine. You go there. So Ramanujacharya, he went all the way from Mysore to Delhi. So there he met the Sultan and he asked him, saying like, oh, I heard you have many deities. He said, yes. And then he showed him all the deities he had. So he looked everywhere, but he could not find the deity of Thirunarayan there. So then the Sultan said, oh, my daughter, she likes one deity very much. Maybe that is the deity you're looking for. So then he said, he went looking for the deity and he realized that was the same deity. But the Sultan's daughter would not give this deity because she was so attached to serving him. So then anyhow, Ramanujacharya, he called out. He called out saying, oh, Selvi Pillai, means, oh, my dear one, come quickly, sit on my lap. So immediately the deity came running towards Ramanujacharya and sat on his lap. So then the daughter, she started crying and she followed him all the way from Delhi to Mysore. So Ramanujacharya was thinking what to do now. So he had this daughter of the Sultan married to the deity there. So to this day, this deity is present there in Melkote. And he stayed there for 12 years in Melkote. And then when he left after 12 years, everyone was feeling so much separation that he himself gave one deity of his own self there. He said, this is deity is not different from me. And when he returned to Srirangam, he was looking around everywhere, saying, how has everyone absorbed, imbibed my teachings? There he saw some small children playing on the banks of the Kaveri. They had made one temple out of the sand. And then there, they had put one pebble inside this, temple made of sand. And then Ramanujacharya asked these children, what is this? These children said, this is actually the temple of Ranganath. And this stone we are worshipping is Ranganath himself. And they were reciting all the 4,000 verses that the Alvars had written. So then Ramanujacharya said, my mission is successful, he said. If all these children are speaking such katha, and they were even distributing Harikatha, Mahaprasad to each other, Then he said, no, there's no longer a need for me to stay any longer in this world. So then at the age of 120, he entered into Samadhi. And then as they put him into Samadhi, then again he arose. And then he was sitting like this in this posture. And then in this way, he's to this day, he's giving instructions to everyone. So like in South India, we see there's such a heavy influence of Ramanujacharya there. Therefore, we see that to this day, it is called Vaikunthapuram. Like once Ramanujacharya was in Srirangam and he asked all his disciples, who will go to Balaji to serve Tirupati? Everyone was silent. And then there was one disciple called Anantacharya. So Anantacharya said, I will go with my wife. So then this Grastha couple, they went to Tirupati, Tirumala. So there, when they were in Tirumala, there was this deity of Balaji there. No. So then his service there was to make garlands for Balaji, make a nice garden, Anantacharya. So then what did he do? He also, he dug a pond there to water all these plants. So every time he would dig deep, he would have his wife bring a bucket and he would place all that mud inside the bucket and have his wife throw it far away. So he was doing this throughout the day, like hundreds of times. So then Balaji himself appeared as a small boy wearing a golden dhoti and golden earrings. And he told Anantacharya, saying, Prabhu, don't do such seva, you're so old. Rather have me do this. He said, never. He said, this is my seva to Balaji. Why are you trying to steal it away? So then what did this small boy do? He went secretly to his wife and said, at least you, your heart is very soft. How can you tolerate your husband doing such seva? Let me at least carry those buckets. So then his wife agreed. So then Anantacharya, as he was digging and placing the sand in the bucket there, this boy was throwing all these buckets away. And then he looked at this boy and he said, this is the order given by my guru, Ramanujacharya, and trying to steal my guru seva away. And he went running behind this boy with this spade, which is used to dig the earth. No. So then he threw the spade at the boy to scare him away. So that spade, it touched his chin. And there was a small scratch on his chin. And the boy, he entered inside the temple, inside the deity room, and the doors locked by itself. So then Anantacharya said, what has this boy done? And he waited. And when the pujari opened the door, he saw there was no boy. And then Anantacharya, he saw that the deity of Balaji, that he was bleeding from his chin. There was like some blood coming from his chin. Then Anantacharya said, whoa, what have I done? That boy was none other than Balaji himself. So Anantacharya, what did he do? He made some paste with camphor and some herbs and he applied it on the chin of Balaji. So to this day, for 900 years, every day the pujaris, before Mangalarti, when they do Shringar, they apply this ointment made from herbs and camphor on his chin. And as you walk up the Balaji temple, as you walk up to the Gopuram, you can have darshan of that same spade that he used to dig the earth this way, Anantacharya. And when Ramanujacharya came there to the temple of Balaji, he asked one Shudra, who was taking some water from the well, which direction is Tirumala? He said, that direction. Immediately he offered pranams to this Shudra. And then everyone said, what are you doing, Gurudev? He said, this Shudra has shown me the way to Bhuvaikuntha. Therefore he is like my guru. Therefore I'm offering pranams to him. And when he went there, he did not go to Tirumala. He stayed at Tirupati. So Anantacharya, he said, oh, Gurudev, why are you not coming up the hill? He said, how can I come up there? It is the hill of Tirumala, the seven hoods of Anantashesh. How can I walk up there? He said, I don't have this courage. Then he said, then why did you send me there? That's because that is for his seva. You are serving him, but I am not serving him like you are, like how you are. So I don't have that same right. So then he said, Gurudev, but anyhow, please come. So then Ramanujacharya, what did he do? Rather than walking on all the way to the top of the hill, he crawled on his knees. He crawled on his knees all the way to the top. And there for 3 days, he did not eat anything there. Because Shailapurna had told him, for 3 days you must not eat anything. For 3 days you must stay here. So then for 3 days he did not eat or drink anything. He said, I cannot even pass here, he said. This place is so auspicious, he said. And in this way, when he came down from that hill, there he was having some Mahaprasad with his disciples. He had walked like 100 kilometers away. And then he said, open the box having Mahaprasad. When the disciples opened the box, that's some Tirupati Laddu there. No. And there were so many ants there. So Ramanujacharya immediately told his disciples, now let's go back to Tirumala. So then again they went all the way back to Tirumala. And again they crawled back on their knees to the top. Then what did they do? They released all those ants there. Then they asked, why have you done this? He said, because even great souls desire to do bhajan here in Tirumala. So these great souls have taken birth as ants. So I'm now taking away from, if I'm taking them away from the holy dham, I'm doing them such a great disservice. Therefore, I'm placing them again there. And then he placed them there again. So therefore, to this day, when the Utsav Vigraha of Balaji comes out, he does parikrama, like, not by keeping the temple to the right, but by keeping the temple to his left. Why? Because when Anantacharya chased him, when he was running inside the temple, he ran while keeping the temple to his left. Therefore, this is the only temple in all of India where they do parikrama the opposite way. Not by keeping the deity to the right, but by keeping the deity to the left in this way. So in this way, like, there are so many histories there. And like, lastly, I'll just end with this. Anantacharya, who was like one of the main disciples of Ramanujacharya, his main service was to make garlands for Balaji. So once he was making a garland of tulsi leaves. So once one cobra bit him. So when this cobra bit him there, then all his disciples said, oh, Gurudev, you may die. Please do something. Then he said, he did not say anything. Then they went and prayed to Balaji. Please do something. And Balaji, he himself called Anantacharya. And he said, why are you doing this? Then Anantacharya said, the cobra has bit me with its poison. But inside me, there is the poison of so many worldly desires. Who will cure me of that poison? He said. If the poison of this cobra is greater than my poison, then I will give up my body, bathe in the Viraja and serve you in Vaikuntha. But if my poison is greater than the poison of this snake, then I will go bathe in the Pushkarini and continue my seva to you. So in birth or death, my seva is continuing to you uninterrupted. So why should I care? So this is how surrendered he was. Once Parasara Bhatta, he sent one disciple to Anantacharya. The disciple wanted to know what are the qualities of a Vaishnava. So the disciple, Mahaprasad was being served to everyone. So then he sat down. But then Anantacharya said, hey, why are you sitting down? Serve all the Vaishnavas. Then he served all the Vaishnavas. Then again he sat down. Then again he had to serve all the Vaishnavas. And they say he was the last person to honor Mahaprasad. So he did this for 6 months. And then Anantacharya said, the qualities of a Vaishnav, the symptoms of a Vaishnav, is that he's like a swan, he's like salt, and he's like you, he said. So then he did not understand anything. So he went to Parasara Bhatta, who was a disciple of Ramanujacharya. He said, what is the meaning? He said, oh, a Vaishnava is like a swan, means his heart is completely pure, spotless, like how a swan is. And just as a swan takes only the milk, the essence, similarly a Vaishnava only takes the essence. And what is the meaning that a Vaishnava is like salt? A Vaishnava is like salt means a salt, it easily dissolves. You never notice anyone like saying, oh, the salt is so nice. No, you never say anything like that. So similarly, a Vaishnava is like that. His seva is always unnoticed. He makes sure that he's always unnoticed. No one ever notices him. And just to serve, he's like the salt. Means he completely even dissolves himself also in that seva. He dissolves his own identity. He does not have any separate identity. Therefore, he's like that. He's like salt. And then he said he's like you. Why? Because you followed every order of his. You did not say anything back. So in this way, in South India, there's so many stories, pastimes there. So we can only pray the lotus feet of this glorious Acharya that just as we've been hearing, that this mood of service to the Vaishnavas can manifest in our hearts. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripasun vevacha vaditanam pavni vaishnavyo namo namah.
Chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namah. Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tanbhaktaya namo namah. Vandeham shri guru varam shri rupanuga pravaram brajarasarasigam cha narayanam tang prapannam. Shri Guru Charanang Vande Ramana Prashtaya Bhutale Rupanuga Bhaktidam Chakripa Murti Narayanam. Vanchakalpatrubhyas Chakripa Sindhuvaya Vacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my sastanga and vatpanams, thousands of times, Lord Siddharship, Paramararitam Guru Padabharma, Om Vishnu Padastotra Shishiman Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj Shri Gurudev. Secondly, I offer my sastanga and vatpanams, thousands of times, Lord Siddharma Shri Rupanuka Gauriya Guru Varga. And I offer my sastanga and vatpanams unto all the Sambhur Vaishnavs and Vaishnavis. Today, under the guidance of Hari Guru Vaishnavas, we are celebrating Sri Ramanujacharya's disappearance day. So, even though we are in the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampada, we can see that so many of the teachings that have been established by Ramanujacharya in his Sampradaya are also observed and practiced in our Sampradaya. So ultimately, the four Vaishnava Sampradayas is that Sampradaya Vihanaya Mantaste Nishvalamata Sri Brahma Rudra Shanaka Vaishnava Akshiti Bhavana. These four Sampradayas are Vaishnava Sampradayas. Vaishnava means one who is a devotee of Lord Vishnu, devotee of Lord Sri Krishna. And the foundation for all these Sampradayas, they are the same. That is Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotion. Only when there's, but due to some difference in the upasya tattva or the object of worship, therefore the sampradayas, they have been divided into these four categories. The ishtadev or the worshipful objects, there are some variation there. But the foundation of these sampradayas, we can see, is still pure devotion. Whether it's Ramanujacharya, Madhva, Vishnu Swami, Nimbaritya, Shuddha Bhakti, which is free from any taints of karma, gyan, should not remain there. Sometimes it may be that some of these elements may in some form creep into the sampradaya, but they don't define the sampradaya itself, because the sampradaya gives shelter to so many countless jivas, and the jiva is independent, then he may take to the path of karma, he may take to the path of gyan, but ultimately, when we look at Sri Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbaditya, the idea that, and our Guru Varga, the ideas that they set, the examples they have established, that is what defines the pure teachings and the mood of that Sampradaya. And the Sri Sampradaya is very, very special Sampradaya. You can see out of the four Sampradayas today, it is of course Mahaprabhu's Achintya Bera Bera Tattva. The Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya is the most prominent. But, and apart from that, you can see that Madhva Sampradaya and the Ramanuja Sampradaya, they're very, very strong. You can go to South India, even today, more than 2,000 years have passed, but still the same traditions that have been established by Sri Ramanujacharya, still today in the same way they're doing those same worships, those same pujas, everything. And even those principles we have adopted into our own Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. It was Gopal Bhatta Goswami himself. He was born in Sri Rangam as a follower of Sri Ramanujacharya. His father, Venkata Bhatta, Trimala Bhatta, uncle, they're all in that Sampradaya. Then only by Mahaprabhu's association they became attracted to Madhuri Ras, Radha Krishna's worship. But all those teachings, everything was compiled by Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And then with the help of Sanatana Goswami, then the Hari Bhakti Vilas, and books like Satkirsa Dipika, Samskar Dipika, all these things were established. And these are the basis for our Pancharatrik Vidhi. Therefore, there's so many similarities between the rules and regulations within Sri Sampradaya and our Sampradaya. And especially in the modern times, Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, he painstakingly he collected all the different teachings of the Acharyas. We heard the Vaishnava say, Ramanuja Acharyas, 108 instructions. There's some of these instructions published by Gurudev in the Harmonist. There are many nice things describing what mood one should do Vaishnav Seva. Well, he said that one should be the Sevak, not the Sevya. Sevya is who? The Vaishnavs of Sevya, Bhagavan is Sevya. They are worshipful. And we take the position of the Sevak. And it is the duty of the sevak to worship and serve the Savior. That is Thakurji and the Vaishnavas. So there, one should not look at the faults of the Vaishnavas. If any Vaishnav in their body, in their activity, some fault may be there, one should not gossip and speak about those to others. Because this kind of gossip, this kind of prajalpa will be very harmful to your devotion and to others. Rather, one should not see the faults. Rather, and Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada has echoed this same mood. He said that rather than finding faults in others, find faults in yourself. He said, this is my personal instruction. It's my personal desire that you follow this instruction. Don't look at others, people's faults, but correct yourself. Because Kaler dosha nidhe rajan asti heta mahat guna kirtanat eva krishnasya mukta sanga param vrit. This Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. Look, if you go to the ocean, you can understand how big the ocean is. You cannot understand how deep it is. You cannot understand how far the shore is. It is endless. And this Kali Yuga is like that, full of faults. And we are drowning in that ocean of material existence. I mean, in other words, we are full of faults. Then why look at the faults of others? Therefore, Ramanuja said, don't criticize, don't look at the faults of other Vaishnavas. And he said, don't sing songs that are praising demigods. Oh, so many 33 crore demigods here and there. Don't sing their songs and praise them. Right? Because they cannot ultimately help you in any way. They can give you dharma, artha, kama, all these things. But even moksha they cannot give. And ultimately they are also servants of the Lord. If you serve the Lord and sing the praises of the Lord, the demigods, they will become happy. Don't spend your time doing these things. And many nice instructions Ramanuja Acharya gave regarding Vaishnava Seva. How to honor and respect Vaishnavas, senior Vaishnavas. And 108 different instructions have been mentioned there. Therefore, Mahaprabhu, when he took different ingredients from all the sampradayas, then he took this specific quality from Ramanujacharya, Vaishnava Seva. And this Ramanujacharya, in his own life, he exemplified. When they wanted to make him Acharya, we know this katha, Yamuna Acharya was, his possession was going. He came for his darshan. He never had darshan of him. He'd only heard about his Gurudev. Finally, when he came for his darshan, he had already left this world. But his fingers, three fingers were closed. Then he said, I'll take sannyas, and one finger opened. Then he said, I'll write, and I'll establish Pancharatri Viddhi everywhere. Second finger opened. I'll establish Pancharatri Viddhi. And third, I'll write commentary on Vedanta Sutra and Bhakti Sutra. Actually, Brahma Sutra, it is Bhakti Sutra. It is establishing Bhakti as the ultimate dharma of the jiva. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam, they say that Artayam Brahma Sutranam Bharatartha Vinirnaya Gayatri Bhashya Rupaso Ved Artha Paririmbita Astadasa Sahasrasa Srimad Bhagavadabhida. And there Bhagavatam says clearly, Savai Pungsa Paro Dharmo Yato Bhaktir Adokshaje Ahoituki Apratihata Yi Atma Supasidati Paradharma. The ultimate dharma for all of mankind is what? Is Ahoituki Bhakti. Unalloyed devotion. So this, when Ramanujacharya said, I'll write a commentary on this Bhakti Sutra, this Vedanta Sutra, then his third finger opened and everyone was astonished. In other words, his guru there was, Samadhi means what? Samadhi. One's Dhi, intelligent, is Sama, becomes equal or completely absorbed with the eternal pastimes of the Lord. In other words, one enters into the Leela of the Lord and therefore one has no, and enters into the service of the Lord, and therefore one has no time to interact with the happenings in this world. Then that time the Acharya is placed in the Samadhi. And Ramanuja Acharya's Samadhi is Jivan Samadhi. And they never covered him with earth. They put him there. Even today you go, you can see, you still see him sitting there in his original form, in his Samadhi, there in Srirangam. With the Vaishnavas, we had the chance to go there. You can see his eyes, everything. His Samadhi is open. You can have his darshan there. So this is because he is absorbed in performing his bhajam. So Ramanujacharya, by interacting with Ramanujacharya, he showed this thing. Then they all wanted to make him Acharya. He said, no, I cannot take this position yet. I will accept this responsibility. But first, I will have to do some sadhana, some seva. Then each of his god brothers he served, Goshtipurna and this Rangapurna and this Kanchipurna and Mahapurna, Shailapurna, all of them he served. Spent 1 year, 2 years learning from them, hearing from them, serving them. And after he performed all this Vaishnava Seva, then he said, because if you serve Guru, but you do not serve the Vaishnavas, you serve Bhagavan, but don't serve his Parikar devotee, then Bhagavan will never be pleased, Guru will never be pleased. Therefore, in order to please his Gurudev, then he performed this service, he showed this ideal example, then he took up that responsibility. Then he began establishing Pancharatrik Vidhi, he began establishing, writing Bhakti, all Bhakti Granthas, and he took sannyas, and he preached everywhere. From not only South India, all the way up to North India he went. We know how he went all the way to the North, and he wanted to get this Bodhayam Bhashya. But then the pandits there, they came and they caught him as they were leaving. He had left and they came in the night and caught him. Hey, you cannot take this Bhashya. He wanted to use that as the foundation for his Sri Bhashya. Then Ramanujacharya was lamenting, oh, I was unsuccessful. That commentary is very unique. I wanted to use that as a basis to write my commentary. And the disciple, his sevak that was with him, Kuresh, said, don't worry, Gurudev. I have read that entire commentary while we were there and I've memorized it page by page. I'll recite it and you write your commentary. That Bodhayam Bhashya became the basis of the Sri Bhashya. So even he went to Puri and there he saw, the Daitapatis. They're like, you can consider like if this Gundicha Mandira is like Braj, then the Daitapatis are like Brajbasis. And they serve Jagannath with that mood. They're offering fruits and flowers, many nice milk products. And then they also, like the Brajbasis, they'll sometimes fight with Jagannath. Like Shidam, Sudam, Subal, they'll fight with Krishna. I am the winner, you are not. And so the Daitapatis, they'll sometimes abuse Jagannath. They'll fight with him. But they're serving with love in a very unorthodox manner. Then, and sometimes they may have very curious habits. Some of the pandas, maybe they're even eating fish, this, that, doing so many things. Ramanujacharya came there and said, what is this? How is they serving Jagannath? No pancharatrik vidhi, nothing. No discipline, no regulation. So I will fix everything, don't worry. Because that was his mission. Bhagavan had inspired him in the heart to do all these things. So I thought, I will do this here. Then the Daitapatis and Pandit, everyone, they were like, oh, where is he coming from here, disturbing everything? They were like worried and they were praying to Jagannath. Then Jagannath overnight took Ramanujacharya, his entire bed, and sent him to Kurmachala. Put him inside an old Kurma temple. But that Kurma deity was so covered with dirt and things, it looked like a Shivalinga. When Ramanujacharya, he woke up, then he saw, oh, where am I? This is not Puri, there's no ocean here. Then he said, alas, I'm inside a Shiva temple. They thought, I'll have to give up my life. Because that time there was a great rivalry between the Shaivites and the Sri Sampradaya Vaishnavas. The Shaivites, many of them, they're these Ahangra Upasanas. They're like Mayavadis. Shivoham, they're worshipping Devi. And then after they become Shiva, first they're worshipping Devi as their mother. Oh, Mata, my mother, universal mother. Then they say, I am Shiva, then now their mother becomes their Devi, their consort. Then, like all these nonsense things they're doing. So the Ramanujacharya said, no, better we stay far away from these Shaivites. He said, if a tiger is chasing you and you need to protect your life by running into a Shiva temple, he said, better you stay outside and let the tiger eat you and die. Don't enter the Shiva temple. If there's a forest fire and you need to take refuge in the Shiva temple to protect your life, it's better you burn alive than taking refuge in Shiva temple. That's how strong. Even today you go to this Kanchipuram. There's one Vishnu Tavala and Shiv Tala. Shaivites one temple and Vishnu one temple. Two big temples next to each other, always fighting there. When Mahaprabhu came there, he laughed. He said, this rivalry between the Sri Vaishnava and the Shaivites, this is going on for such a long time. Mahaprabhu was amused to see it. So much competition, they both have nishta in their own ishtadev in that way. So, Ramanujacharya, he tried, he preached everywhere. And today you can see, how this influence of the Sri Sampradaya is spread everywhere. And it's even the foundation of all our puja, everything. This is all these teachings have come from Sri Ramanuja Acharya. And therefore, following in the footsteps of Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, you can see in the Vrajpattan, there the four acharyas, their murtis have been established around the deity. Srila Gurudev, wherever all his temples, you find murals of the four acharyas on his walls. The pictures of the four acharyas you can find in all Gaudiya Vaishnava temples. Here in Radhakunj also you see everywhere. Because this four sampradaya vihinaya mantra stanishvala. Without being connected to these authentic lines, to these authentic sampradayas, no one can get any deliverance in this Kali Yuga. One cannot make one inch of advancement at all. So we are indebted to these sampradayas. And the gradual progression of Sanatana Dharma, Jaiva Dharma is described to be like a lotus. And it's in Satya Yuga, in the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj and other, it's like a closed lotus. Then slowly, as we progress through the ages, through the different sampradayas, that lotus is opening. From the teachings of Ramanujacharya to Nimbaditya-charya, Vishnu-sambhi, Madhva-charya. And now that Mahaprabhu has come and spread this Braj Bhakti, this Braj Prem everywhere, it is like a fully opened, blossoming lotus, and its fragrance is spreading all over the world. So today is a very auspicious day. We are celebrating the disappearance day of Sri Ramanujacharya. We're praying to the lotus feet of Guru Parabrahma that we may be able to follow in his footsteps and imbibe these teachings in our life. And this way, we will be able to please them in this way. Vancha kalpatru vastra kipasindu vivasha vidhanam bhavani vivasha.
Jnana Tivarandhasya Gnanyana Salakaya Chaksurun Mritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpaturuvasya Kripa Sindhu Bhaivacha Paditanam Pavanibhu Vaishnavibhu Namaha Namaha Badanaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurutisi Namaha Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Sijibi Gopal Bhatta Das Raghunath Echai Gosai Kari Charana Bandhan Jahoite Vignana Sabhishta Puran Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sri Guru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare बोलो श्री गुरुजी महाराज की जय गुरु परंपरा की जय अनंत अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय सपार सद्गुरु हरि की जय गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा संजीव की जय भक्त विघ्न विनाश संकारिणी सिंहदेव की जय भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय सर्वविष्ट प्रत गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय ब्रजमंडल धाम की जय ब्रजवासी भक्तवृंद की जय ब्रजेश्वरी मधेश्वरी ब्रह्मेश्वरी श्रीमती राधारानी की जय ब्रजदेवी गण की जय जय रामानुजाचार्य तिरुभाव दीतिमामोत्सव की जय जय तिरुभाव दीति पालन करी भक्तवृंद की जय गौर प्रमानंदी नमः हियरिंग आचार्य रामानुज मेनी स्पेशल ग्लोरीज We are very lucky. Vaishnava's mercy showering, Doctor's mercy showering for us. Continue coming our near, respectfully, faithfully, by love is accepting, then really all our will be very rich, wealthy, spiritual wealth. Appears, disappears, day, anybody following and observing, then they automatically, there will be partner for sampradaya and all nectars. Automatic nectar, no need giving fee and treasure to taking anything you, no need. Only glory is there. Hearing and speaking, this much is enough. This is sadhana. Very nice program and progress for this sadhana. Now, I am also a little bit remembering my self. Ramachandra is near. Many million crore people is came. Then asking conditions of living entity. Many lives of they doing is very wrong and rough work. Many karma they are near. This karma, what I'm pulling, what I'm there stopping. And this karma's fruits is coming and there this result which is there is all time suffering. How remove this karma? Then also this body, physical body, five elements with this, make own karma with this, karma's fruit. Now, but how this one getting liberation and following this bhakti? No taste for bhakti, limbs. Karma, bad karma for too much good desire, too much desire. Good karma for also not desire. Honesty is best policy, but everybody telling, but not following. Following bad karma, still lie, very happy. Doing duplicity, wrong work, then very happy. But no desire, good things for. So then Ramanuja Charjo, he is saying, this Pancharatri ki diksha, first you wearing your forehead, your body tilak. This tilak is not, this Vaikunthya gate open then. Anybody's tilak sign, then Vaikuntha, this is your passport and visa. This is your fee, everything. Airport you going, flight, how can going? They're checking passport, visa, your ticket, everything. So this is ticket, this forehead is tilak. He's saying, one trunk is forehead is tilak, also offering pranam him. His donkey look good luck. Donkey master giving his tilak, elephant for giving tilak, anywhere is tilak, he is now his Vaikunthya person. Not ordinary. This tilak has this much. After telling tapo and pundra. Pundra means tilak, tapo. This Chakrasudarshan, your crunch, your clove, your lotus, making with a brush, heating within fire, and this body is giving print. They never print is going. Burning the skin and all not going. They have diksha time giving this heat. But burning and all print is there, sign is there, then is you getting liberation. Meanings, maya, karma, and jam, other demigods not looking, looking and respecting you. Why? You have sign of this Sudarshan, chakra, padma, gada, sankha. This sign, this is Vishnu chinna. Respect for by Vishnu. After he is saying, you're taking diksha, that means God family with this, you are related. You not serving them, how are you? But service is not enough. Service for desire not increasing. One day doing something, but next day you will be hopeless, tired. How will we continue? God family is how you enter and continue? Then every day taking Vaishnava's remnants. Serving Vaishnava's after their remnants is taking. One day not is going your lifetime without Vaishnava's remnants. Himself, he is in his house, He's inviting Kanchipurna, sometime coming Goshtipurna, sometime Shailapurna, sometime Mahapurna, sometime all Bhakta devotees coming, Vaishnava coming. Why? Acharya Jamunacharya is sending everybody. Go. He's his name is Lakshman. Also, his great birth, his aunt is gone, Jamunacharya Joshi near. Disciple of Jamunacharya Joshi, Ramanuja's aunt. She is telling, my nephew is born, my brother's son is born. So, telling why his name given Lakshman. And he is everything telling. So, Ramanuja, what is doing? Also, this aunt, his guru's remnants is bringing and giving this Lakshman. This prasadam has how much power? Anybody never eating is Vaishnava's prasadam, then they don't know. They have no idea. Now he is eating childhood, but desire increasing Vaishnava Seva for. Now any Vaishnava coming, this lower caste, high caste, he never thinking. He is offering prasadam and after he is eating their remnants. Without remnants he cannot eating. Also massaging their feet, washing their feet, taking charanamrita. He has this respect. This is called diksha, meaning dibya gyan. Otherwise, only mantra taking, this theory and Veda mantra, practicing, million crore life going, never can this sprouting not working. Where from coming this power, potency, where from coming? Then he is all time serving. Everybody, families, not too much happy, mostly new generation, they can toil at this. But his Brahmin, high class Brahmin family, also he is serving Sudras. They telling the Sudra, lower caste, civil caste, useless. What Ramanujan never do, thinking about this. Kanchipurna inviting sometime Kanchipuram. And so also sometime after he came, he's serving this Jada Prakash, his teacher, his school is his, take admission, he's learning. And also he's serving his Gurudev, Jada Prakash, massaging and everything. Gurudev very happy with him, very scholar, very qualified, good mentality. Then, but Jada Prakash, he's complete Mayavadi, Sankara Sampradaya, Saiva. And Ramanuja, first time to following this all Vaishnava Sampradaya and Vishnu, Bhakta, Vaishnavas. He has this tendency, service for. But Mayavadi never serving anybody. They tell, I am Brahma. Why I am serving other? All are. You are Brahma, everybody Brahma. They have no desire. But Ramanuja is serving. Therefore he is very happy. But one day, one student is came asking, how is God lotus eyes? Ramanuja said, just say, like monkey's backside. Oh, also this Sanskrit sloka is kapyasam. Telling kapyasam. Kapyasam, then he Jada Prakash telling copy meaning Mamanki and backside red color like God eyes. Ramanuja very sad. Oh, how are you? What are you saying? You have no any other meanings? Example? He's crying. And tears is dropping master, guru's bodies. Say, why are you crying? What tears? What happened? He said, Gurudev, what are you telling like this? So what you, okay, you are explaining? Then he explaining. Kopi means water. Water inside is blooming is lotus. The lotus eyes is God eyes. Then he say, yes, this is to everybody happy. Then Jataprakash is burning. Oh, you are now compared my against. I am telling you can tolerate. You explaining, you giving explanation the purport. Not this much only. Every day he is speaking about Mayavadi, purport, and Ramanuja, everything is cutting and arguing and speaking in school. Many students, now mostly all are following him, Ramanuja. Then he is thinking, he is now Mayavadi against, Shaivas against. So what doing? Not possible, defeating him. But I am taking him tour and travels for any far away, and there is killing and throwing in hill station to down, and animal are eating and finish. Was his desire. Then telling, announcement giving. Oh, now is vacation time, holiday time. Now, Kanchipuram is where? South India. And there too, the coming is Vindhyachal, Vindhyavasini. Varanasi crossing, Ganga crossing, and next time Vindhyachal, Vindhyavasini, Dashanpur. All are going. Journey, walking, going, coming, and Darshan, Ganga bathing, and after Varanasi, Darshan, then going back. Now, vacation time. Now, all students come within Jataprakash. Also, this Lakshman Desik Ramanuja also came. But his plan, Guru, Mayavadis are doing many things, plan, but not possible hiding. They have no controlling power. His secret disciples, close disciples, near is telling. This Ramanuja, night time, going for bathroom in jungle and trying and killing and throwing in down. And all are going back then, giving announcement, tiger eating, jungle gone for bathroom, tiger eating, jackal eating. Cannot find him. So his uncle, son, aunt, son, Govindo, he is also this group. He is also hearing and understanding. He is telling Ramanuja, tonight they make plan killing in you. Then Ramanuja, Lakshman saying, what can I do? So you go now, quickly, here too. Now he has left this place. People thinking going bathroom, going, jungle, and jungle forest animal, night time. But he is serving before Vaishnavas. He is serving within this Vishnukanchi, Varadraj, well inside to bring water. This Kanchipurna, he has service, every day he is bringing well to water, very far away to, and sweet water for only Bharadraj. Bharadraj drinking, Bharadraj cooking, Bharadraj for bathing, showering, everything. All time his duty, service to service, he's serving. He's sannyasi, but sannyasi is attachment with his God, therefore without God service they can do anything. So he's serving. Now, Bharadraj and Mahalakshmi, both are his came in forest and jungle. Telling, asking Lakshman, where are you going? I am going to Kanchipuram. All are also going to Kanchipuram. All are his own lantern. You follow us? Yes. Then, quickly. But very far away. But they are taking a lantern and coming. He is behind coming. Then say, okay, I am very tired. Now I am thirsty. Please, you are arranging some water? He's looking one well, very nice well. But how can he bring you water? No pots, no roof, nothing. God is, how he tasting, look. Nothing, how bring water? They're sitting. And then Ramanuja looking, he has one dupatta chadar, he's putting the well. Then he has nothing, Western, South India people, only one chador and one dhoti, nothing more. Then he is, anyhow, this water with this soaking this cloth and bringing back, rinsing, and thinking I am giving water, but looking couples are not there present. But morning time he is looking, oh, this oil is Kanchipurna's king, water for. Thinking, oh, This well, water, where are going? Oh, Bharadraspur. So, where I am now? So, in Kanchipuram, Kanchipuram. Huh? Then you understanding this, Bharadraj and Lakshmi Devi giving instruction, you serving me now. Otherwise, nobody other my body serving, then life will finish. They are only killing, shooting. Why? They are not, they have no fear. This, I am Brahma, I am killing other, then I have no sin. You are Brahma, Brahma never die. All Brahma will be one. You, I am killing you. Your soul is Brahma, I am Brahma, coming my meeting with me, I am Brahma, all Brahma. So they have no fear. Then he came with his Kanchipurna and continue his serving. After the Jadaprakash come back, and Jadaprakash try to long time to disturbing, but after his body become leprosy. His mother is telling, you are make very big offense in Ramanuj near. You go washing his feet and take Charanamrita and taking his remnants, then your leprosy going. You have life then, and you take Diksha is near. Yeah. Then his complete body leprosy been rotten and all whole. Pus and blood all dropping. Then one day he came, Ramanuja near, forgiveness for. That time already Ramanuja, Kanchipuram staying, but Ranganath has sevak, Ranganath sending some message, Kanchipuram is near. Sailapurna, Mahapurna, Goshtipurna, everybody one by one came. Kanchipuram said, no, I am not giving permission. Say, no, Gurudev desire. Then say, okay, you pleasing Bharadraj. Bharadraj giving permission, order, then he is going. Then there are no very nice songs and singing and dancing. Complete day singing and dancing, 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 singing, singing. Bharadraj make happy. Bharadraj become very happy. Yeah. Oh, this sevaka is very nice. They only dancing and singing. Very nice. Then asking Bharadraj, what you need? So need you sevak this one. This Lakshman. Gurudev is waiting for this one. Jamanajar is waiting. Then Bharadraj says, okay, going, but he is my sevak. I am giving, but careful. Here I am protecting. There, who protecting him? Oh, Ranganath protecting. Okay, then going, but after Jamanajar disappears, he is now what doing? Serving his godbrothers and everybody is pleasing. At a time, he going Madhukuri for house to house. But Srirangam, Brahmins are very angry. Some families, Brahmins are telling wives, Ramanuja coming for Madhukuri and giving this poison. He will be died, then all are will be free. Otherwise, over world following him, why Ranganath calling him? Ranganath happy with him. And he is giving any instruction order, Ranganath, sevak not following, so-called sevak, then Ranganath rejecting them, come punishing them. Then, what happened then? Ramanuja gone bhiksha, then they giving bhiksha. Then the ladies are, Brahman wives, giving bhiksha. But this lady is scared. I giving poison, you want sannyasi, acharya, Brahmin also. Oh. Then she's saying, okay, you eating before, little is giving some animals. Then this Madhukuri bhiksha, some giving one dog. Dog is eating at a time die. At a time, how much money poison? Then Ramanuja not eating. That time, Mahapurna giving order, Ramanuja sevaks nearby. Hey, no, he is going for Madhukuri. You cooking every day. You offering bhoga, this Ranganath, and all bhakta everybody is eating. Then Ramanuja eating. That time too, they are cooking and offering Ranganath. Why Ranganath like? Sannyasi and to cooking and eating. Before cooking, Brahmins. But now, only Sannyasi. Not other. Entire no kitchen. Madhuguri that day to stop. After this Ramanuja, this starting this prachar, then he is all pancharatrik vidhi, which is giving diksha and giving sanskar and telling this is dibba sadhana and upadesh. Madhanya to getting body. This body is diksha after getting Vaishnava position. Then you are God's servant, serving God. I am giving Adhikar. He is then opening this 108 temple, everywhere center. Before, some temple here and there, but not his training center. Ramana is going everywhere, and everywhere all disciples follow his teaching and giving them Seva Adhikar. This first time this world, this Dibba Upadesh and Dibba Sandesh, all over, they are before many things, writing and giving odd instruction. But what happened? All forget. One day his godbrother is telling, oh, this all over has some stuti, very nice. Then Ramanuja, all learning, say more, say 4 lakh sloka. But all lost. Then he doing sadhana. All over are affairs and giving instruction. He is writing all and giving disciples and also he is learning and praying. Therefore, you going now also Srirangam, morning, every day they are going 1 hour, continue the praying. Bhaktiva Puri Maharaj, his temple, first time starting his Dibbo, this pray, Upadeshavali, meaning all stuti. How God near is doing stuti, pray. So many other acharyas also they do following now. So this acharya Ramanuja has many like his sweet this attraction and nectars distributing. He is telling this tilak for Sudra, not only ladies, also they wearing tilak. Also, anybody poor, anywhere anybody staying, they are wearing tilak. This tilak you are wearing, then you are God family members. So, how is this? Raman Sajaya is going preaching for everywhere, everybody know. He's near is. Sometimes some family members is coming and run crying. One lady is crying. Then he's sending his own sevak, go serving. Why? Bhakta seva, Vaishnava seva. Not thinking, you are my serving me, I am pleased. My following order, then you, I will be happy. One lady's house, his Ramanuja disciples, this lady is suffering, all torturing families, beating, torturing. You go helping. Ramanuja gone other way. Then one poor disciple's house, how is house? Nothing is there. And she is other persons near to taking anything loan, serving Ramanuja. Ramanuja says, no problem. This person serving sadhus, Vaishnavas, his heart will be clean and pure. But night time, she is taking prasadam and gone. He is smelling and eating and taking, all the time changing. Then showing how is Vaishnava prasada's power. But this Kali Yuga, thinking I am eating is Vaishnava's remnants, taking feed bath water, taking feed dust. Now nobody offering pranam also, not respecting. Then how they getting benefit, benediction, how realization coming? Mala japata yugya agaya naman kapir. Million color lifetime you chanting mala, 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 mala. Never can change coming. Mind never will be clean. Therefore, Acharya Ramanuja, he is taking mantra and going and open market is everybody is distributing. So no need any rule and regulations. You chanting this mantra and taking this tilak, you going back home too. Therefore, you going in Sirangam morning to evening night, this mantra is all time this vibration. Everywhere is this sound is coming. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu going there, then Mahaprabhu saying, you are now crossing Maya, get liberation. But after, what is your aim and object and what is your service? You don't know. Then Mahaprabhu, eternal service for everybody is giving instruction. What is real service? Samandhugyan after Abhidhya Tattva, after Prayojan Tattva. So today is disappears the one time Chol Raja is inviting this Ramanuja. Why his daughter catching one ghost? Ghost is catching, then he calling Jadaprakash, this guru. The Jadaprakash is gone, this ghost is stealing, this Jadaprakash, Mayabadi, past life he is this Gosap, Mani Kaklais, Girgit. Now this life is his Vaishnava, only little bit is Charanamrita, his body is touching, therefore he is now Mayabadi. Now he is helping me, Gayatri chanting. I'm killing, running and catching and killing for. He's running. So then asking how you get liberation. See, Ramanuja's feet bath water, washing feet, doing abhishek. This water is giving me, my life will be successful. I'm ghost, I'm going. No need more anything. Then they inviting Ramanuja and washing feet and taking Charanamrita and giving Charanamrita. Oh, this ghost is very happy and gone forever. So Jadaprakash says, more jealousy come. After last, he is taking Diksha, Ramanuja is near, and following everything, Bhakti's rules, then his change come. Therefore, Vaishnava Padudaka Samanaha Eishava Vaishnava Charana Duli Tahemur Sanokeli Tarpan Mur Vaishnava Ranam Vaishnava Ruchishta Tahemur Manavishta Jahata Vanchita Puran. Vaishnava's eminence, Vaishnava's feet with water, Vaishnava's feet dust, how much powerful. This is practical practice there to Acharya Manus to come. He is telling Dasya Bhakti is important. With Dasya Bhakti, you thinking, jumping, then your proud coming, you will be fall down. All time you are feeling, I am Das, Dasanu Das. So Ramana Sampradaya's glories is Gurudev, like 15 days, 1 month, every year giving classes in Mathura. Very strong. But there is, that time, also Brahmacharya has good etiquette. Everybody is strong. Gurudev Prasadam eating, taking out Prasadam, everybody taking Prasadam, then other things eating, other is never eating. Until 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, MTV Guru Maharaj near also. Anybody staying temple until 3, 4 o'clock, he is coming back. Then Prasadam, he is eating, then everybody taking remnants. My Guru Maharaj rules here, Maharaj near rules. So these things is very powerful. People understand, no understand, this is one bad karma. Good luck then is very easily the crossing Maya. Chalo, now is every day is late. Tomorrow is Ekadasi. Then next is Nityananda Desi coming. Now is many program. So now tomorrow hearing next. Gaur Pramandi.